JMI Wealth Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Pre-COVID, second quarter, terms of trade up or down?
Looking really good, actually. And what better way to mark the miss this week, though, Mike, with a bit of trade data? I mean, you know, what possible better way could there be? So this is terms of trade. Look, it's a bit like inflation. It's not the everyday conversation topic, but it's important nonetheless. Now, yes, data is a little bit aged because it's for the second quarter. But I like this data series, Mike, because it's like a scorecard for the import-export dynamic in New Zealand. And we are a trading nation. And the data also affirms for me that while we're in the grips of this lockdown, this temporary economic interruption, the sort of the bones, the foundation, one of the key building blocks of our economic well-being is actually in good health. Terms of trade measures the ratio of export prices to import prices. So can we pay for what we buy with what we sell? Pretty fundamental. And terms of trade has basically been on an upward trend for the last 20 years. And the 2021 second quarter didn't disappoint. Terms of trade rose 3.3% quarter on quarter. Very sharp lift in both import and export prices. Exports up a very solid 8.3%, import prices up 4.8%. Now, those sharply perceptive listeners out there will be questioning about the fact that we've been talking about dairy prices weakening a bit. But remember, this is second quarter. That dairy price weakness is a bit more recent. And those dairy prices that you see in the global dairy trade auction, they do seem to take a while to manifest themselves through export prices. Now, but in that second quarter, Mike, commodity prices were really strong, particularly in the agri products, strong gains. We saw strong gains in dairy, logs. The other notable aspect of this data, Mike, it's pretty important because we've had all of these issues around logistics, around shipping prices, supply chains. The volumes, both in and out of New Zealand, have been remarkably resilient, which is really good. So what does it all mean? Well, the common wisdom around terms of trade is if it's strong, it tends to be supportive of the currency, supportive of the economy in general, so tick there. But the price things we're seeing in this data also support the view that inflation is going to be problematic.
Yep. I'm glad you raised this because 31 August came and went and we were supposed to be, hopefully, fingers crossed, signing an FTA with Britain. Didn't happen.
No. So, yeah, so that's all good. So there have been lots of focus this week on the domestic share market and obviously on the domestic economy. But terms of trade, Mike, it does seem like a very elegant segue into talking about the progress on the free trade agreement with the UK, doesn't it? So we're all consumed with level four, MIQ, daily virus update. How's the FTA with the UK going? Plenty of press on this. It was going to be signed at the end of August. Unfortunately, the latest on this is that it's going to take a little longer than expected. As I said, the target was end of August. There was lots of reporting. The key issues appear to be, you know, we were going to get tariff reductions were expected on UK products, our products into the UK. Things highlighted were like honey, wine, apples on the flip side coming here. The aim was to get import reduction on UK gin, on chocolate, clothing, some vehicles. I suspect there's going to be no surprise to the problematic area. Now, this is not confirmed. This is me just pondering, and I think it might be dairy. It's a perennial issue for trade deals due to the widespread existence of domestic subsidies for local dairy industries. No difference in the UK. The National Farming and Union over there has been vocal in expressing concern. But Mike, trade deals are important. I actually participated in a Zoom call yesterday with the China Chamber of Commerce, the local Chamber of Commerce and Chinese Embassy. Plenty of focus in that on the FTA, the commitment to development of two-way trade, and the FTAs are important and they work. The one thing I would note, too, is that there's actually been a few signs of life in the UK and the European economy just lately. So the light there seems to be going on a little bit. So good time to be opening up those trade deals.
I like it. What are the numbers?
Right. So share market's relatively stable overnight. The Dow Jones, 35,381, up 70 points. The S&P 500, currently 4,526, up 3 points. And the NASDAQ, a smidgen down 5 points, 15,303. The FTSE 100 gained 14 overnight, 7,163. The Nikkei up 92, about 0.3%. 28,543 was the close there. Shanghai Composite up 30, 3,597. The ASX 200 lost 41 points yesterday, closing at 7,485. And we gained 37 points, 0.28% on the NZX 50, closing at 13,000. 280. Kiwi dollar still very strong, 0.7113 against the US. We're over 96 cents against the Aussie. Would be a great time to go on holiday in Australia, Mike, wouldn't it? 0.9610 is the cross rate there, 0.5992 euro, 0.5142 pounds, 78.24 yen, gold $1,810, and Brent crude $73.27.
Have a great weekend, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.